Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, Tes Zayin. We're going to pick it up on four lines from the bottom, Tes Vav, Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. So continuing the discussion about what objects are allowed to be sold and what things are not allowed to be sold. So learning the Braisa like this, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Moichin Lehen Treason. So Treason were these large type of shields that basically covered the entire body. You know, basically, you know, it was these huge items. Yeshomrim, the Yeshomrim says, Mochin Lehen Treason, you're allowed to sell them shields. So even though, you know, shields are used for protecting, they're not necessarily used for attacking others. So my time, what's the reason? So Elaim Mishum de Magnu Alaihu. The reason behind the bin that holds you're not allowed to do is because it's like a mug in it. It's a shield that protects them. Siochi, filu, chiti, sa'ari namilo. If according to that, then you, because the shields protect them, well, wheat and barley also protects them. So then you shouldn't be allowed to sell them. You shouldn't have these items as well, right? If anything protects, it's also. So Amar Rav, Rav says, yeah, efshar hachinami. You're right. If it's possible to avoid selling these types of things without, you know, doing it in a way that's not going to arouse their animosity. So yeah, you really should not sell it to them. You know, limiting the, maybe these types of sales is could be potentially dangerous. You know, it gets out, they don't want to sell, so then it's really only also to sell them the shields. Igda Amri, some say like this, Treason, Haini Taima Dilo. You know what the reason why you're not allowed to sell shields to non-Jews? Dechishlim Zinaihu Kotli Begavaihu. Because when they're done using these shields in the actual battle, then they stop becoming a defensive item and becomes an offensive item. They go around attacking people and killing people with these types of shields. Yesh Omrin Moichin Lehem Treason. The Yesh Omrin who says that you're allowed to do this. So obviously they're not going to say that once they're done with these shields, they're going around hurting people. Dechishlim Zinaihu Ma'arik Arke. They run away. They don't want to fight. Once they're done with their shields, they get away with them, and that's their reason why you're allowed to sell it to them. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Halacha ki Yeshomrim. So the Halacha follows the Yeshomrim that in fact you are allowed to sell these to an Adjit. Omer of Ada Barava, Lo Moichrin, Ein Moichrin, Lohen, Ashoshios Shel Barzel. You're not allowed to sell these like blocks of barzel of iron. My time, what's the reason that you're not allowed to? Mishum, Techalshi Minaihu Klei Zayin. Because this is what they use to make their weapons, right? So, Ihochi, if that's the reason you're not allowed to do this, Safilu Mare Vechatsini Nami, you shouldn't be allowed to sell them a spade, like a hoe or an axe. That should also be included in these types of things, right? Because they damage. So, Amurab Zvid Beparzla Hindua. This is a special type of iron. It's from India, which, in the times of the Gemara, that was where that was like the main center for the iron industry. So they had these like special, you know, advanced ways of making the iron. So the iron they used there was basically for these types of weapons that had to be made from like the strongest type of material you have, right? Vahidna deka mezabninon, right? And nowadays that we do sell these types of weapons, so Amr. That's like a question, right? But in the nowadays, the fire that we do sell, so Amr Ravashi the parsoi de magni alaihu. Alavan, right? Because we sell them to the Persians because they're protecting us. Tosus points out in the top Tosus on the Daf, right? Near the Ananami Shirinan Lahash de Lumkor Legoyim, Klei Zayin, Mihai Taima. For the same reason, says Tosus, living in the Middle Ages, that we ask, that's why we sell them weapons as well, because they protect us, right? So in Halacha, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Siman is Yoredeya Kuf Nun Aleph. It's called Devorim Hamutzrochim LaVodes Kochavim Oser Lisroya LeMochran. Right, things you can't sell. So Kufnun Aleph Zin Hey brings down the halachas from yesterday's daf about the items that you're not allowed to sell to them. Right, but then he says like this in the middle. You know, at least in Dover Sheishbo Nezek, you can't sell something they damage. Lenders and Rabin Kigon. Okay, Dubin Raisbo. Veloshum Kli Zayin, no other types of weapons, right? The animal's going to be the next Mishnah, right? And then in Halacha Vav, Hayu Yisrael Shochnin Bein Oivdei Kochavim, V'Korsu Lehem Bris, right? If you live amongst the Gentiles and you make a deal with them, Mutar Limkor Klei Zayin, you're allowed to sell them. The Hamelech, like I saw, the soldiers, Vipnesha Osinimahim, Milchama in Tsari Hamadina, Hatsila, Hatsila, Nimsu, Maginim Alehim, Shahariheim, Shrim Socha. They protect us, so you're allowed to do this. The Shach brings down over here. Yugimel, Sifkan Yugimel, Ein Mochrin, Haidna, Nahagulim, Kor, Kokli Zayin, Laodi Kochavim, Kevin Al Yodam, Onim Nitsulim, Meoivim, Haboim Al Ha'ir. Because they protect us. Right, that's what the heter, I should say, to sell these types of weapons, because it's being used for protecting the Jews who live in these countries as well. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Agolim Usayachim, right? You're not allowed to sell these types of calves or foals. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Yehuda Matir Bishavura. Rebbe Yehuda allows you to sell a damaged animal. It's not going to get healed, and it's not going to live, right? So the Rabbanim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, "Fehalo marbin alehav yoledes." One second, you could mate with her, and she's going to give birth to a child. The cave in the marbin aleha yoledes also lashue, and since you could mate her and you're going to keep her around, then you're going to leave her in your possession. You're not going to, shechter. And then it's going to lead to a Maris Lion issue. Because what's going to happen? The Jews are going to see that, look, this goy has this behema gasa. So it must be that you're allowed to do that, right? So Amlan Rehuda said back to them, no, when that happens, we'll worry about it. Lichish Shetelet, right? You know, when you actually see this happening, then we'll talk. But like, it's not going to happen. Alma, you see, Lo Mikabel Zohar, you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shvura was not going to accept a male, because its legs are broken, it's not going to be interested. Then Tosus points out over here, the third one down, Lav Mishum de Sover Trefa in Yoledes. It's not because he holds a Trefa can't, right? The Perika, Eilu Trefas, Boy Lemaimer, Rebbe Yehuda, de Yoledes. Rebbe Yehuda himself says that it could be Yoledes. Se'ela, Delo Mikadal Zachar, Demashma, Lishnebi, Delo Ka'amar, Alma, Delo Yalda. It doesn't say that it's not going to give birth. Yalda means it would. Lichatchila, it will not let the animal near her. But if he did, then she could give birth. It's a trefa. No, that's the story over here that Tosfos points out. And the diak is because it's amalo mikabelas zohar, right? But if it was mikabelas, then it would give birth. Okay, then we continue now. Ben besera matir besus, that you're allowed to sell a sus to a goy. Tanya ben besera matir besus mipnei shehu oisibo malacha shein chayim aleha chatos. Because, as we said over yesterday's daf, that a horse is not an is riding a horse is not an iser deraisa. So therefore, there's no reason to prohibit selling the horse, because no one's going to be it's not going to lead to anything, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Osir Mipnei Shnei Devarim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's you're not allowed to sell for the horses for two reasons. Echad, the first reason, Mishum Torah's Kli Zayin. It's like a halacha. It's like a weapon, right? How is it a weapon? Horses were in those times were not used for work. Horses were, if you had for work, you used a donkey, you used an oxen or something like that. But you weren't using a horse. So if you had a horse, it was used for fighting. So that's what you see. The Echad, the second reason why you're not allowed to sell the horse to a goy, Mishum Torus Behemagasa, because it has the status of a Behemagasa, right? Which we've been saying. So more says, Bishlema Torus Kli Zayin Ika. I understand you're telling me that the horse has a status like a weapon. It's a Kli Zayin. Why? Dekotu Bisichufe. What exactly is that? Rashi tells us, Dekotu Bisichufe Milamdehu Lahar Biado Es Hanoiflim Bimilchoma. We train it to kill those biyada with its hooves. It hits them and it attacks. So therefore, that's why I think Ella, but Taurus behemagasa, mahi. What does it mean? We already just explained that a horse is used for riding. It's not used for you know, working on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'kesheyazkin mitechino berechayim b'Shabbos. When it's old, an old, worn-out horse, it's no longer able to go out and fight in battles anymore. So then you can use it with the millstone, right? So there you could use, you could have a real concern that a horse will be used for doing malacha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kiben b'seira. So the halacha follows like ben b'seira, who holds that you are allowed to sell a horse, and not like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who said that it was also for those two reasons, either it's Kli Zayin or because it's Behemah Gasa. Right? So Iboy Lehu, Shor Shapotam Mahu. What's the din of a Shor Shapotam? So Rashi tells us that that is Shepitmo Vishomein Ma'od. You fatten it up. It's a very, it's a fat animal, right? The Ein Roi L'Malach. It's so fat, it can't do work. So what's the status over there? Mahu. Tiboy l'Rebbe Yehuda, Tiboy l'Rabbanan. We could ask the question both to Rebbe Yehuda, who allows you to sell a shvura. So does this animal also consider be damaged because it won't do work, right? Or you can also ask according to the Rabbanan. Tiboy, so Mark speaks out. Tiboy l'Rebbe Yehuda, the question is, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Adkan lo kashari Rebbe Yehuda, up to this point when he allowed you to sell ela b'shvura de lo osi lichlal malacha, because it's not in the parsha of doing malacha. Aval hai dechimash hele, but if you had this big fat axe and you would just let it sit, and then you would put it on a diet, you know, it would lose weight, osi lichlal malacha. So then it could do, you could use it for malacha. So in that case, it would be osir, right? It's going to become skinny. Oh Dilma, no, right? Afilu rabbanan. Lokoi Osri Hosam. Even according to the Rabban, who said it was also over there, meaning in the case of the Shvura, why was that? Ela distame la shchitokoi. Because it's not going to be shechted. Avalhai distame la shchitokoi. But this case, the fat ox, so it's going to be used for shchita, afil Rabbanan shor. So maybe even the Rabbanan would allow that, would allow such an animal to be sold. The Tashma, the Amr Rebbe Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, shall base Rebbe Hayimakrivin Shor Shapotim Beyom Edom. They required the people, the members of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's household, to bring them a korban. The authorities Beyom Edom on their holiday. So Chosr Arba Rivavan Shein Makrivin Oisu Hayom El Lamachar. So they bribed it. They paid 40,000 dinars in order to prevent them, that they wouldn't have to bring it on that day, the next day, not on the day. Chosa ab rivin she'ein makrivin oisa chai el shochut, right? And then they deprived themselves another 40,000 dinars so that they shouldn't have to bring it as a live animal rather than be shechted already. And then they bribed him another time, 30,000 dinars, that they wouldn't have to bring a kol ikar at all. They would never have to bring it. So it went in three stages, right? First, we want to delay it one day. The second bribe is to delay it from being alive to being dead. And then the third bribe was that they wouldn't have to bring it at all, right? So my timer. So why did they pay this bribe to avoid having to present them with this gift? Isn't it because they were concerned they were going to keep the animal, right, until it was fit to be used for malacha, right? Isn't that the answer? No. L'tameich. One second. It's also, according to your reasoning, also she'ein makriven oisa hayom ela lamachar my time. So what's the reason why they had to put it off on another day, right? Ela Rebbe Meikar Milsaboy. Really, Miyakir, right? Miyakir Milsaboy. He really wanted to ochre in Gansen. He wanted to get rid of it entirely. The sovereign, his reasoning was, how am I going to do this? Ya'akir v'ose purta purta. I'm going to get a little bit abolished step by step, right? So in this way he did it, so ultimately we'd have no chiv to bring it at all. But you can't bring me a raya from here that what's the din by selling this the shor shapotam, the fattened ox. Okay, now But he said if it was if you had the animal, you know, kept around long enough, it's going to lose weight and it's going to become, you know, roi to do malacha. Samura says, one second. V'chi mashile, if you do keep it around, bari v'avid malacha, is it really going to now become, you know, healthy and able to do malacha? Amar Ravashi, Amar Li Zvida, who was the expert in this particular area, bar Torah mashinan le, v'avid al-chad terein. We keep a young ox that had been fattened up until it becomes skinny, and it does twice as much work as the other. For Avin al Chad training, it's twice as effective as a behemoth. So you see that, yeah, it really is. Okay, so next mission now about we recorded the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, but now it's the actual mission which discusses about animals, right? Lions and bears. Ein moichin lahem dubin vairaros v'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabin. You're not allowed to sell to the non-Jews, dove, bears, lions, or anything that could harm the public. Ein bonin imam belis besi liki. You're not allowed to build this. What exactly is that? Rashi tells us besi liki loshin tira gavoa, high tower he can am seder. Yuma Rishkas Agazis came in, Shesilko Gedola Haisa Visham Donin Bene Adam Umapilin Oso Vames. This is where they would judge people and throw them off the building and kill them. Right? Gardom. What exactly is a gardom? Rashi says Binyan Echad Huladun Fashos. Right? So this was their courthouse where they would do that. It's Tadia. Right, Ubima, that's like their feeders. It's Tadis, says Rashi, Malkum Shoysin Sham, it's Tadis Shore, right? They would have an animals. Mig Nageach, the Horig, Anoshim, Schoikulahem, the gladiators, like they were, I guess, fighting these types of animals. Bima, Rashi says, Namike in Migdal Kotzer, who will go vote, like this tall tower. Kilma Bsechasota, Bima shall eats Osin Lob Azor, by the Melech. They would have this like stage set up for him. Misham ish lahamiso. They would throw this guy off of there to kill him. With all these types of things that the Mishnah prohibits, are things that would harm the rabbin. We didn't build. Not allowed to build these things. Aval continues the Mishnah. Bonin imahem bimusios. You're allowed to build this type of a platform, ubeis merchotzos, a bathhouse. Higil a kippa. If it reaches like the kippas, like the shemshir, shema amidim bo avoid the zara, also leave noise. Right? If it's a part where they would put up this section of the bath where they put up their avodah zara, you're not allowed to build that. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amrav Chanin Barav Chizda. For Amri Lo Amrav Chanan Barav Amrav Chayegasa. Okay, a large animal Chayegasa. Harehu ki behemedaka lepirkus. It is like a behemedaka in regards to pirkus of alo the mechira, but it's not like it a behemedaka for terms of a sale. So as we have to explain a little bit what this means. The mechira is talking about mechira to a goy. But pirchus, there's a difference in halacha. Literally, I think the translation of pirchus is like a spasm. But what's the reaction? What does the animal do? What does the behemoth do after it is killed? After shechit is done. So we have to see how it responds. If you have a behemoth daka, which would stretch out its legs and then stretch them back. The legs go out and then come back in, then it's mut. That's a kosher animal, because we see that it really was still basically alive at the time of the shechita. However, with the behemah daka, if it didn't, it just stretched out his legs and then didn't pull them back in, so that it didn't pirkus, it's osur, because we assume it was really dead at the time. It just like it was like a reaction, just something happened to it after it was already killed, but that's not doing. However, by a behemah gasa, the halacha is different. We don't require the same thing like by a daka that stretches its legs out on, but just one, if it would stretch out its legs for a behemah gasa, that's enough of a simon that the animal would be kosher, right? So the Gemara says, quoting Rav Chanan bar This is Rav Chanan bar Rava, right? Vani Omer, right? He says, that was what Rav said. But Ani Omer, af mechira, even for sale, I hold that a behema gasa and a behema daka are the same thing. Mokum shenogu limkor moichrin, the place where the minhag is to sell them, you could, shlo limkor, ein moichrin. In a case where you, in a case where the minhag is not to sell them, you wouldn't do it. Okay. Tanan, right? So now we're going to ask on Rav. Ein moichrin lahen dubin varayos velo kol dovah sheish bo nezik l'rabin. You can't sell the bears and the lions or anything damages. Taime de isbe nezik l'rabin. The reason, the diak is because it's something that harms people. Ha leisbe nezik l'rabin shari. But if you would not be damaging people, then it would be mutter. So amarabah ba'ula ba'are shover. The Mishnah that we're talking about is a damaged lion, which it can't do any malacha, right? The Nama Beis, Va'aliba Rebbe Yehuda. And it's going like Rebbe Yehuda, who, you know, back on the Mishnah, Yudalad Amid Beis, who says that you're allowed to sell to a goy, behema gasa, that's shover, right? But you can't sell the one that's shleimim, right? And just like you can't sell what's it called? You can't sell behemoth gasa that's undamaged as well. Rav Ashi Amar Stam Arishover Hu Eitzel Malacha. No, you don't have to come on to say it's true for a specific case. In general, a stam lion is considered shover when we're talking about its damage. We're talking about malacha. Lions, you don't do, they don't, they call Lion King for a reason. The lion doesn't do malacha. You know what I'm saying? There's no concern the lion's going to be used to do malacha on Shabbos. So, it's machlokas Rashi and Tosis over here as to how this tears. According to Rashi, he's only now working within Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Tosis, they're saying this works both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. Okay, basically, ask the kasha from the Bryson. Kashem she'ein moichin lehen behemagasa. Just like you're not allowed to sell to the goy behemagasa, kach ein moichin lehen chayagasa. You can't sell a chayagasa to them. Va'afilu b'malkam she'moichin lehen behemagasa. And even in a place where they sell behemagasa, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Afilu b'malkam she'moichin lehen behemadaka, chayagasa ein moichin lehen. Right, that's what it is. I correct myself. Yeah, and even a place where they sell the behemoth daka, you're not chayagasa, you're not allowed to sell. So tiyufta Rav Chanan bar Rabba tiyufta. So this slugs him up. Ravina Rami Masnis and Abraisa, right? So Ravina says that there was a stira, right? It's interesting, just the words Rami, right? Ram like means to lift up, right? Ram Vinisa, to lift up. So we talk this way in English. We say to raise a contradiction, right? Rami, Raminhu, right? These are all the shonos that come from the Gemara. So we have a kasha between the Mishnah and the the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ravina Rami says Braisa Mashani answered it up. Tanan. Ein moichin lehen dubin va'arayos v'lo kol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabin. Right? We're not allowed to do these. So now it's like this. Time de is benezek. The reason is because that a lion can't be sold because it could damage, right? Halais benezek moichrin. But if any other animal which is not going to harm somebody, you would be allowed to sell. Raminhu, but the Braisa says kashem shein moichrin behema gasa kach ein moichrin chaya gasa. Just like you can't sell a behema gasa, you can't sell a chaya gasa to them, right? V'afid b'mokum sh'moichrin behema daka. In any place where they do sell a behema daka, chaya gasa ain't moichrin, right? So that brisa is something that you can never sell a behema gasa, right? Even if it's not going to be a danger to others, right? So the Mishnah says, no, if it is in danger, you could sell it. The Braisa says you can never do it. You can't sell it. So Mishani says, answers up. Ravina explains the steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa is like this. The Mishnah, Ba'ari Shover. That was talking about a damaged lion, Ba'libet Rabbi Yehuda, going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi Omer, Stam Ari Shover, who ate some malacha. Rav says, no, you don't have to, it's very similar to the first way we learned it, but it's a slightly different nuance. And Rash says, no, it doesn't have to be that specific one. In Stam, a lion is Shover. The Maski Flor of Nachman. Nachman didn't like the Diak. Man Leimelon to Ari Chayagasahi. Who says that a lion is a Chayagasa? Dilma Chayadakahi? Maybe, you know, if you have to categorize a lion, I don't know. It seems like you'd want to put it in the category of a chayad gasa, but maybe not. Maybe you could put it in as a chayad daka, right? In that case, then you can't learn out and make a diag that the Mishnah would allow you to sell a behemah gasa.
So Rav Ashi daik masnisin amoisiv tiyufta. Rav Ashi, you know, was medayik and he came up with the tiyufta. Of Chana Bar Rava, who said that you're not allowed to. I'm sorry, who said you could yes sell a behemah gasa, right? Tanan. Right, that was what we said was the cash on Rav. The reason Rav Ashi wanted to say and tried to save Rav is because it was a lion to stam Ari Shover who ate some malacha, because it's not going to be doing a malacha, right? But a different type of animal that would do malacha, you can't sell it, right? So if you learn like that, then that's against what Rav Chanan bar Rava said, right? So when it says tiyufta to Rav Chanan bar Rava tiyufta, yeah, so you slugged it above. V'chayegasa mihas my malacha avda. But you know, since we're talking about this, what type of malacha does a chayegasa do, right? So Amar Abaye, Amar Li Mar Yehuda, Devei Mar Yoichena Yochani, Tochani Rechaim Ba'arode. Right? In the place of Mar Yochani, they grind the mills with these types of wild donkeys. Right? So that's an example of a Chayagasa. Okay? And the Chayagasa is doing malacha. They would, you know, grind, which we saw like similar to the old retired war horses. Okay?
Amr of Zera, ki havenan be Rav Yehuda, Amr lan, gimiru minoi haimilsa. Right? I learned something, migavra Rabba, from a great person, Shmili, I heard it, v'lo yadana mi ime Rav, ime Shmuel. I don't know if it was Rav's teaching or it was Shmuel's. Chayagasa harehi ki behem edaka lepirkos. So the teaching was, in terms of we spoke out, that the pirkos, when it's shechting an animal, so a chayagasa has the same thing like a behem edaka. Chayagas, the same thing as a behemah daka. Ki osay lekor konya, when he came to kor konya, as Reb Zeira is still talking, ashkeche de Rav Chia bar Ashi, v'yosi v'ka'omer mishmei de Shmuel. I heard him saying over and saying the Torah in the name of Shmuel. Chayagas, hare hi ki behemah daka, lepirchus, right? Amina, so I said to myself, shma mino mishmei de Shmuel itmar, so I see, he's saying it over, this must be from Shmuel. Ki osay Surya, when I came to Surya, Ashkeche the Rabba bar Yirmiya the Yosef Kaomalesh law Mishmei the Rav. So I heard him, Rav bar Yirmiya was saying over and saying the Torah over in the name of Rav. Chayagasa harehi behema daka lepirchas. The same thing. The Chayagasa is like the behema daka. So Amina, so I said, Shema Amina, you see from this, Itmar Mishmei the Rav. Vitmar Mishmei the Shmuel. So you see, it was both said in the name of Rav and it was said over in the name of Shmuel. Ki salikat lahosam, and then when I went up, right? Salik means to go up, like salk the daitach amina. Literally, salk the daitach means to go up in your head. So salk lahosam, I went up there, meaning Eretz Yisrael. There's all these kedushas, gavol mikol harotos. Ashkach de l'rav Asi di Yosef v'komer. I found Rav Asi, and he was saying over the following: Omer Rav Chama bar Guria mishmei de Rav. Chayagasa harehi ki behem edak lepirchas. Same teaching. Amri lay. So I said to him, V'lo sovr lo mar deman mora deshmaitiso rabba bar Yirmiya. Don't you hold the one who said this over is rabba bar Yirmiya? Right? Why don't you say it over to him? So Amri lay, so Rav Asi said to me, Patya ukama. You're a black pot, which was a compliment. Meaning that you spend so much time learning and learning the sugi as well. So like you don't you don't take care of the laundry or something. Like you're dark from then. You know, it means you put a lot of yegiya into your learning. That's the way the Mefarshim explain. Patya ukama. Minai uminoch, from me and from you, tistayim shmaitzo. We're able to figure out this halacha. In other words, we'll put the two of us together, and we're able to come up with the
correct halacha. It manami, we have it said the following like this: Amar Rav Rebbe Zera, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Bar Yirmiya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. So now we have the full train of the Masora. Chayagasa harehi kibehemadaka lapirkus. That the status of a chayagasa is the same as a behemadaka in regards to the spasm after the shechita. Okay. Mr. We'll stop here and we'll continue with tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow.